big news? Has it come as a bit of a shock for yourself? When did you find out?
No, not really. When you've only played 3 games all season, I don't think you're expecting a new contract. I think if there's any other player at the club, I don't think fans would be saying anything. But obviously, because I've been here so long, people was expecting me to get a player coach role, and it's not there. So, not that I'm surprised, no. And I found out this afternoon.
Like you say, you felt the writing was on the wall because you'd not featured very much at all at the end of the season.
Yeah, I think, as I said, if it was any other player, nobody would probably say anything. Would just expect me to be released. But because I've been here 10 years and I've done so well for the club, I think people was expecting the club to show me some kind of loyalty in offering me a contract. But it's a football club at the end of the day, and if they don't think I can do a job for them anymore, they're not going to offer me the contract, which they haven't.
I mean, was there any discussions about, like you say, staying on in a coaching capacity or anything like that?
Yeah, it was mentioned a few times all season, but obviously not by the manager. And the manager makes decisions at the football club, which he rightly should do, and I respect his decision, and I wish him all the best for next year. It's going to be a massive job for him. The club's probably in a little bit of trouble in terms of getting players in for next year. I know the money they're going to be paying ain't great, so I don't know what kind of player they'll be able to attract, but I just hopefully the fans will just stick with him. They're going to need a lot of support next year, and Danny's got a massive job on his hands.
Yeah, I mean, what's your working relationship been with Danny since he came back to the club?
Fine, really. To be honest, Danny's not a kind of person that comes speaking and a great lot to the players. So I've not really had massive contact with him. He obviously played me when he first came, and I played really well for him. But unfortunately for me, because I've not played for so long, I got injured. And then I got back from the injury. I've been fit now for 2 months, and he's not played me in the last 2 months, which has disappointed me, especially when the lads the team in general have lost 6 out of 7. I thought I might have had a chance, but again, Danny's an experienced manager. He's got an excellent record wherever he's been as a manager, and I've no doubt next year he'll do well for the football club.
Now, I know you mentioned I'd talks with Danny, but were there kind of talks with the club in general then? Were there kind of discussions that maybe you could take a coaching role?
Yeah, there was. It was spoke about during the season, but only as I'm speaking to a person. There was nothing concrete. It was just generally asked if I'd be interested in it. And obviously, it's not there anymore. So I'm not bitter towards the club at all. I love the football club. I love the fans. I love the town. I live in the town, and I'll still be here and still doing the work I did in the community. I don't do things in the community for the football club. I think everyone knows in the town that I'm a Christian and devout Christian, and I go into the town just to do that kind of thing, really. So I'll be still in the town, still doing what I love doing, which is serving the community and offering my help to people that need it.
And obviously, 10 years at one club—it's a long time. What's your abiding memory, or do you have certain games that stick out in your mind of your time there?
Yeah, promotion. I think any player will tell you promotion. The cup runs are great, but the promotion season was excellent. There was a lot of homegrown players, a lot of good friends of mine as well. And since all them lads have gone, the club really have never got that kind of that team spirit that team had back. And hopefully next year they'll bring in the academy lads, which I think they're planning to do. A lot of lads that want to play for the football club. So hopefully it'll bode well for the future. But it's going to be a tough season next year. They're going to go with kids, and obviously there'll be a lack of experience in that, but there's some really good kids coming through with great futures.
I mean, obviously you've seen the club and the youngsters coming through. Are there enough there that can move the club forward, do you think?
Well, not at the minute, no, if I'm being honest. There's 3 or 4 really good players, but a couple of them have struggled with injuries in the last couple of years. So they'll need to get themselves fit and ready for next year. And you never know when kids come out of the academy into the first team, how they're going to... Ability-wise, they're fantastic. It's just the mental part of football, preparing yourself each week and that consistency that you need to get promoted. Only time will tell if they've got that mental capacity to do that.
So what's next for you then, Bobby? You said you don't want to leave the town. I mean, is this a hint at retirement, or would you still like to keep playing?
No, definitely not. I'm only 33 and I'm really fresh because obviously I've not played this year, and I'm still really hungry. I'm still really fit. I don't drink and things like that, so I really look after myself. So hopefully I can play for another 2 or 3 years yet. I didn't know what was happening at the club, so I've not put myself about as such yet. So I'll just see what the coming weeks hold, and obviously we'll just see what the future brings.
So you've not had any definite offers from elsewhere then?
No, not in terms of, I've had offers abroad as it stands. So I'll look at that, but as I said, I don't really want to leave the town. I feel core to this town and put a lot of work into the town in terms of community stuff I do, so I don't really want to leave that. And I've got a few businesses that hopefully will be opened in the next 6 or 7 months, so we'll just see. As I said, I've got great faith in the God I serve, so I know he's my gaffer really, not the football club or anyone else, so I look forward to the future.
Does your faith kind of put things like this more in perspective? That, you know, I know football says, you know, it's kind of football is be all and end all, but for you, is there a sort of bigger picture?
Oh, absolutely. Football is not that for me. I'm obviously disappointed to leave the football club, but I'm at total peace at the minute, so it's not like I'm upset or anything like that. My faith plays a massive part in my life. It's the biggest thing in my life, and I think everyone that knows me knows that. So again, I consult obviously God in prayer, and I've got some really close friends around here that will do the same, and I know my future's in good hands.
And finally, Bobby, just your message to the Barnsley fans who, you know, obviously you've become a fan's favourite in the 10 years you've been there. What's your message to them?
I thank them, and I really appreciate, so does my family, the love they've shown for us, especially since we moved to the area. They've been really good to me, give me great support over the 10 years, especially these last 3 years. I just encourage their supporters, which they will do, to support the club next year. They're going to need that support, definitely. It's going to be a transitional period for the club, and they need all the fans behind them. And again, I'm here for any fan that needs me in the town, and anyone that will call upon me, which they have done in the last 10 years. So I really appreciate their support, and again, I just wish the football club all the success in the future.
Bobby, that's great, pal. Appreciate you doing